Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the
Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Hello and welcome to The Watchman. I am Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. Good to be with everyone today. We continue to sound the alarm. We continue to blow the trumpet in Zion. We continue to lift up our voice like a trumpet. And this is what I believe all of God's people ought to be doing in the times that we're living in, because we are the only voice for the kingdom of God. Don't ever forget that. If you're born again, if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you are a speaking spirit that can voice the Father's heart in a world that is darkened by sin and deception and lies. And we only have a matter of time before we're not able to use these mechanisms of the internet. We're not able to use all of these different tools to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. One day, it's going to happen. There will be no internet use for those that are going to proclaim the true Jesus Christ of Nazareth or the true gospel of Jesus Christ. In fact, it will be at the peril of a man's life or a woman's life to proclaim the good news of the gospel in the days that are coming upon the face of the earth. We have been warning in our generation for many, many years of the days that we are now living in, and yet there is a greater avalanche that is coming, an avalanche of destruction upon the nations of the earth. An avalanche of destruction will continue to slide upon the United States of America. In fact, according to a physiologist, a geologist, that there is now probably somewhere between 15 and 20 days before a massive earthquake will strike the west coast of the United States of America. Now, there is no doubt in my mind that there will be a great earthquake on the west coast. I think people have been saying that for over 100 years. And yet the facts are in that we are well overdue, and that it is not just one singular fault line that's going to shake the state of California, but many fault lines. In fact, right here in the middle of the country at the New Madrid fault line, a fault line that broke loose about 100 years ago that caused the waters of the Mississippi to flow backwards. And in those days, there were no great cities with massive buildings like there are today. So there is a great shaking coming. We are in the end times. Bible prophecy is being fulfilled. God is warning the nations of the earth about their sinful condition, and he's preaching a Savior that is able to save to the uttermost. And God is also bringing a revelation to the Church of Jesus Christ in these last days, a revelation of the necessity of being truly clean before the Lord. Make sure that the heart is the main issue in your life, for out of it flow the issues of life. And so the condition of the human heart is key and intrinsic to everything belonging to eternity. People are dying everywhere, as you will note. People are leaving this planet. And the question continues, well, where are all the people going? Where have the billions of people gone over the last 6,000 years? People like you and I, human beings with different color skin, different color eyes, different ecumen. Some were rich, some were poor, some were great business people, some were kings, some were paupers. But the truth is, they're here and then gone. I don't know how mentally you're able to deal with that issue, that your life is but a vapor and that one day it's not going to exist, and neither are the things around you that you could touch, taste, see, hear with your senses. They're not going to exist. You are ready to move into a realm that is beyond the sense realm of man, three-dimensional realm of man, the four-dimensional realm, whatever realm you're talking about. We are not going to be there. And right now we are looking at, let's just take a step back. And in a moment, Daniel Seccombe will be joining me on the broadcast. But let's take a step back for just a moment and kind of look at what's happening around the world and in our country. There is a divide, and let's start right there. What is being divided? Politically, we're divided. Socially, we're divided. Culturally, we're divided. Now, the division is unfortunate because the quality and the uniqueness of our diversity is one thing, but diversity is not division. Division is different than diversity. Diversity speaks about the uniqueness of a many-membered body, or a many-colored coat, if you will, of Joseph's coat of many colors. That was diversity of colors, and it was all blended to a beautiful coat. But division in politics, division in culture, division in our social economic condition or whatever, everything is divided today. You say tomato, I say tomato. You say potato, I say potato. You say it's green, I say, well, it's a color blue. There's a division everywhere. There's no longer the unique diversity of God's creation blending together as one beautiful tapestry, but we are literally looking at a divided country, a divided nation. And being divided, ladies and gentlemen, is dangerous, because Jesus said, a house divided cannot stand. Now, I'm going to go along with the ancient wisdom of Jesus rather than the new wisdom of the age that we're living in, because I actually believe that the people today that have exempted themselves from the rich wisdom of the ancients are foolish people today. I believe that if one has disconnected from God, or one has disconnected from the Old Testament or the New Testament, the Bible, if one has disconnected themselves from the reality of the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, that this is foolishness. And the only thing that people like that could speak and utter is foolishness. And so the foolishness of man's wisdom in today's world has brought us to the brink of total destruction. There was a wisdom that was once touted and was promoted that brought security and faith and peace and prosperity and blessing. Well, the new wisdom is undoing all of that. And so we are listening to Jesus. We're listening to the Bible. We want to know what the Bible has to say about world events, because the richness of the wisdom that transcends millennium, transcends time. It is a timeless message, the new covenant, the gospel particularly, the words of Jesus Christ, the words of the apostles. They're all from the heart of the Father. And we hold on to that. We maintain it. And so when we look out into the world in which we live and we see all of these signs of the times that the Bible talks about, we take note of that. We take heed to it. When we live in a country that is as divided as our country is, we take note of that. And we recognize the wisdom that forewarned us that a nation divided, a house divided, anything that's divided will fall. The fall, the collapse of America is not is so realistic. A lot of people think because Donald Trump is the president that America is going to be brought back to a greatness. No, no, no. You have to understand the ministry of Donald Trump. What he has done was made the division even deeper, not negatively. I'm not saying it's a negative thing. I'm saying he's brought to light the division within our nation that was working beneath our feet, so to speak, in the darkness. Donald Trump's administration of presidency has brought to light the deep divisions, the chasms, the fault lines, if you will, within our nation. And now we could see it so clearly. So that's God's grace to us so that we could know what's going to happen. Through Donald Trump presidency, the divisions have been, and God is telling us, because of the division that you see within your nation, it's going to collapse. It's not all of a sudden the left and right are going to become good buddies. On 9/11/2001, it appeared for a moment that there was a unity within America when the senators and congresspeople were singing Kumbaya on the Capitol steps. There certainly seemed to be a drastic, a lot of people were not in the know. A lot of senators and congresspeople didn't know what the heck was happening. Only a few at the top knew. But there was a gathering together and let's come together and one nation under God. And unfortunately, that lasted for a few weeks. Even the churches in New York City, David Wilkerson and others had their churches were packed out. But after a few more weeks, they were emptied out. People didn't find the answers they were looking for, not even in the churches. And then our nation spun into a greater division than ever before. And after the 9/11 event in 8 years of George W. Bush, we got Barack Obama. And Barack Hussein Obama took the presidency and led our nation into a, I don't even know how to describe what he did, but he brought the country into some places where it had never been before, like legalizing homosexual marriages. That never happened before. But under his administration, he did. And he lit up the White House with the rainbow colors just to say, this is in your face. And so the people that followed that ideology, that smooth-talking, serpent-like, socialistic, communistic, Islamic ideology to the decimation of Christianity, to the defamation at least of Christianity, well, brought us into a very hard place. And Trump's administration is not here to bring it all back together again. It's here to show the people in this country the division so that we could prepare for the collapse. If everything you hear out there, all the talk, all the mumbo jumbo, all make America great again, I voted for Donald Trump. I'm not contrary. I love Jehu. I love Elijah. I love the ministries of Josiah coming to. But what it spells is a deeper division, collapse of the country, and then the people that are on the right side of the moment are going to experience the exploits of God, and a lot of people are going to get hurt in this time. And so get ready for what's coming. That's all I have to say for today. Daniel Seckham, Lord willing, will be joining here in just a little bit in our next segment. Until we meet again, this is Pastor Vince. God bless everybody. Talk to you real soon.